Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you once again from lockdown life. It's Sunday, April 19th. Happy 420 almost, everybody. And it's 420 all month, of course, because it's 2020. Doug plugs, my July shows at the DC Improv got bumped to October 24 and 25, but even that might be a pipe dream. Those are my plugs. I've smoked with most of my guests today. Let's hear it for Jason Ellis, Kevin Kraft, Michael Tully, and Dustin Ibarra.
Yeah, what's up?
Saddest plugs ever, Doug.
I know, right? that one actually had something to say. Most of the plugs lately have just been, well, I'll do shows once we're allowed to do shows again. But yeah, a lot of my stuff has been shifting, but it's, you know, it's wishful thinking. I don't, you know, who knows how long this is going to last, and who knows, you know, at the other end of it, I might not be funny anymore.
Yeah. That would suck.
I left a pause for laughter there, and all I got was sad noise.
I was just sad. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I was contemplating everything right there.
I'm yeah.
So thoughts and prayers, Doug.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I said it kind of meaning that it's impossible for me to not be funny, but I guess everybody bought into it. Let's say hello to you individually and alphabetically, starting with from the Jason Ellis Show on Sirius XM Faction Talk. It's Jason Ellis.
Hey, I figured I'd be the first in the alphabet. I wasn't sure. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I mean, first name, last name doesn't matter. You're both your initials are pretty early on in the alphabet. So it's
I didn't know I like to like not know which show I'm going to be on with Doug, and I'm kind of pissed every time because it's never getting Doug with high. It's always the other one, but I still can't help getting really high for the show. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I brought it on myself. I mean, I'm high for this. So
I brought death. I brought Dab Machine in for the show.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, let's get fucked up. You know what I mean?
I love it.
You brought the old Dustin Ibarra, eh?
Yeah.
The old Dusty spirit.
Yeah, I like Dusty via internet. Fuck the internet.
All right. Settle down, Dustin. You're not coming up for a while because your last name is at the very end of the alphabet.
Very foreign.
Also joining us from the Jason Ellis Show, it's Kevin Kraft, everybody.
Hey,
yeah, cool.
Thanks for having me on, Doug. I hope you're doing well. I hope you got lots of TP.
You know, I appreciate that you say that, because most people don't bring up my bowel movements or what I use.
I hope you don't have any TP and that your asshole hurts. What's up?
That is a wild take.
Yeah, this whole thing has me thinking a lot about everybody's butts. I'm very concerned about butts.
Do you have Nothing enough changed. Yourself, Kevin?
At the moment, yeah. I've adapted a new way of wiping. I'm like a fancy lady at a dinner party.
I've never seen a fancy lady at a dinner party wipe.
Hey, let me ask you this, you guys. Is it bad to blow your nose on a piece of TP and then wipe your butt with it?
You can't use the same side.
Well, obviously, but I'm just trying to like.
It beats doing it in the opposite direction.
I think if you sneeze and then put it on your butt, you're just going to give your butt a cold.
Oh, man.
That's happened, I think. I'm okay.
You're going to have a sneezing asshole.
I can live with that.
Did you know that the little hole that's in the side of a... The little hole that's in the side of a barrel is called a bunghole?
Yeah. That's one of the first things I looked up when I learned what a dictionary was.
Because you were fascinated with barrels?
Yes. What is this part?
Did we lose somebody?
I think Jason's doing a dab.
Oh, okay. Let's also say hello, everybody, to, where are we at? Michael Tully.
Asshole's never been better. Never been better, Doug. My asshole is on top of the world. Thank you for asking.
What else is going on? Are you're all at home with the family?
I am. Yeah, nap time just ended. It's a very exciting day here.
Oh, no. Is your kid going to be all right with you being busy for an hour?
I hope so. She's going to have to be. The wife and the kids are watching Disney Plus. We're just fine. I'm a free man.
Did you watch The Mandalorian?
Wait, you cut out for a second. Did I watch what?
Did you watch The Mandalorian?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so funny you mentioned that. We watched The Mandalorian and then last night we watched the finale again. And then while I was sleeping off last night, I heard the finale of The Mandalorian again. Sure.
I think Jason is allergic to Disney Plus.
Yeah, we're fans. I would rank IG-88 or IG-11, whichever one he is, as a top five droid all time.
Man, I am ready to do a show.
Whew. All right, let's go ahead and start.
All right.
Let's fire this thing up. And let's say hello to everybody's favorite comedian / thespian. It's Dustin Ibarra.
Oh, wow. Thespian, yeah, dude. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! I really think you're one of those guys. It's truly both. You know, some people are more of a stand-up or more of an actor, but... I think you're excellent at both.
Hey, thanks, man. All right, what else, though? No, I'm just kidding. But Dustin, you
yeah,
can only...
Yeah, but I have a few notes about your performance in Hop.
Oh, yeah, man. I got some text messages over the weekend for that, man. It was on.
Really?
Yeah, people were watching the Hop. They're like, you were in Hop? I'm like, yeah, man, you know.
Oh, shit, I watched Hop last week.
Did you see me? You probably didn't even know it was me.
Yeah,
oh, you were the best part of Hop. Were you the best?
I was the news guy. I don't know what I was. I was a news clerk. That's what I was. Mail clerk, something like that. I don't know. Just
oh,
talk.
Yeah, that was the best part. The mail clerk. Oh, that guy. Oh, we were talking about him. Yeah, God, that was such an awesome mail clerk, we said.
Thanks, man. I think, yeah, whenever you watch it, Dusty's residual goes up, so thank you. And just say the words Hop. I think I get like a penny or something.
No way.
No, I don't think so. I definitely didn't get that good deal.
You were the best part of us, too.
He sucked in.
I was ready to say it a bunch of times. All right.
I don't even know what it is.
now that we've met everybody and everybody seems like they're as high as they need to be, I'm going to say, let the games begin. No prizes. This is just for fun, gentlemen. And speaking of gentlemen, The Gentleman is available now on download, on digital, 4K, Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD.
McConaughey.
Yeah.
Dustin, you were terrific in that, too.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, man. Thank you.
I liked it when you served them tacos.
Yeah, I was like...
They sent me a lovely gift. They sent me a lovely gift box.
What'd you get?
Just a whole bunch of stuff that says The Gentleman on it. A grinder.
You got a t-shirt with it on it?
No t-shirts. That's
what about a headband?
No headbands.
Man, if you get any headbands, holler at me. I'm a big headband guy. I got a piece of my hair missing. I need headbands.
So any headbands I come across, I'll bring your way. I think I have aisle of what?
I'll trade you toilet paper for it.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
I have a Isle of Dogs headband, I think.
Ooh, dogs and headbands. Two of my favorite things.
Yeah, that's perfect for you.
Mm-hmm. I have a good headband. I do. It keeps the sweat from getting in your eyes, man. It's awesome. Yeah.
I keep forgetting you're the sweatiest person because I sweat. And Dustin sweats more.
Bro, I sweat. Oh my God. Yeah.
We should have a sweat off because you sweat more just from doing nothing. But you're not as good at doing physical things as me. So I think maybe I can cardiovascular myself to match you're just standing there sweating.
Oh, okay. And then we sweat it off into a bottle. Whatever sweats the least has to drink.
Have a suit on that has like tubes that go into a cup and then you can fill the cup the first. Oh, man. And you can do it by just, telling jokes, you fat fuck. Or I'll do it by jumping up and down doing jumping jacks and shit.
Am I not allowed to move around? Because what if
you're winning? You'll get tired. Go for it.
But then I'll sweat. And then,
You have to take a break because you're going to have a heart attack.
You know I'm going to eat some fucked up shit right before this so that my sweat will be like, it'll probably stinky too. Smell like Taco Bell or something.
I'm going to eat like 700 little jars of baby food.
That's what fitness people eat. Right? I forgot about that.
That's why babies sweat so much.
That's right. A lot of people don't know that. Sweaty babies.
They get dropped so much. They're fucking slippery.
Slipping out of
people. So anyway... I was talking about The Gentleman. I wasn't done talking about The Gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give away all the stuff that they put in the box. I'm going to give it away in future Douglas movies tapings where there's an audience, if that ever happens again.
Positive thinking.
Yes, exactly. All right. So this first game we're going to play is called Whose Tagline Is It? Anyway,
okay.
I will go to you each individually, again alphabetically. So, Jason, you're up first. I'm going to read the tagline for a motion picture, and you get one guess what movie it is. If you miss, I'll move on to the next person.
Fair enough.
Till everybody gets a chance. But there's always going to be, in this game, a theme will develop. So, if you recognize the theme, it might help you to come up with the answer.
Okay.
Out of the gate, Jason Ellis, what movie has the tagline, "Nothing spreads like fear"? And I'll tell you another, I'll give you one clue. It's not Showgirls.
Is it Contagion?
That is correct.
No, that's
yes. I'm gonna leave. I think I should leave.
You killed it. I don't think it's ever gonna get.
Yeah.
It's gonna get
if I just hung up right now and said the connection failed, I could almost come off like I've got a working brain.
I love it because you got really high for that, and then you pulled it off.
Oh, that's what it was. Ah, fuck. I can't do another one. Oh, all right. I'll do it.
Let's try one. Let's try one for Kevin Pratt. You ready, Kevin?
I am, but I haven't done any dabs, so I'm worried.
Oh, pussy.
The days are numbered. What's that the tagline for, Kevin?
Days are numbered. Well, if the theme is what I think it is, maybe the day after tomorrow.
Oh, interesting guess, but no. Mike Tully.
Is 500 Days of Summer a movie?
It is.
Well, those days are numbered.
Okay. Dustin?
28 days later?
That's the one!
No way! Oh,
shit! Yeah, man!
Dude, nice. That's the confidence booster I've needed this whole quarantine, bro. I'm so pumped right now, man.
You're back, Dusty. What? You're back.
You're right. I am back, man.
The sweaty guys are in the house.
It's really good. Winning is good for your immune system.
Oh, it is. What's the tagline for that? That sounds like a movie tagline. Winning is good for it's some doctor who gambles.
The Yoga Boys.
All right, Jason, you're up first again.
Ah, shit. All right.
Try to remain calm.
Fuck. Okay. Fucking. San Antonio Fault Line.
You know, that's a great movie, but that's not the answer.
Fucking fair enough.
Is that a movie?
What's it called? It is. That's what it's called.
With the you rock. Think there's a movie called San Antonio Fault Line?
Yeah. People don't know. One of these days, Texas is going to split in half and fall in the ocean.
That's what The Rock says.
Oh, you're talking about San Andreas.
Yeah, that one.
Ah, that was a great Grand Theft Auto sequel right there. One of the best in the franchise.
Kevin, what do you think it is?
Can I hear it one more time, Doug?
The devs are backfiring on me.
Try to remain calm.
Outbreak.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I think I might see a theme here or something.
Yeah, right?
I'm starting to feel like it would help if I had ever watched a zombie movie.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
I mean, two of those three smart guy,
Hey, Kevin, the smart guy doesn't get it.
Looks like high five. So cool now.
Here we go. Mike Tully, this is you. What movie has the tagline, "The future is history"?
The future is history. Cowboys versus aliens.
Dustin?
Oh man. I'm gonna say Minority Report.
No. Jason.
If I say Will Smith plays golf in New York City by himself, and I don't know the name of the movie. Is that bad?
You just gave it to the next person.
Well, it is interesting too, because that movie was, the working title was Will Smith Plays Golf by Himself.
Damn it.
And that studio was like, but that's going to, people are going to think it's a sequel to Bagger Vance. So let's call it something else.
He's not just carrying the bag this time.
Kevin Kraft, do you know what this one is? The future is history.
I know the movie Jason's talking about, but I got to stick with my initial guess, Armageddon.
The answer is 12 Monkeys.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, cool. Dude.
Oh, fuck.
12 freaking monkeys.
A crazy little movie.
Yeah. All right, so at this point, we have a three-way tie between Jason and Dustin and Kevin. So we're going to do a tiebreaker. Just sit this one out, Tully. I'm going to say one more tagline, and the first one of you guys that says the correct title wins. You ready?
Yes.
Welcome to Earth. Population 1.
I am legend.
Who said that?
Kevin.
You win, Kevin.
What? That was it? Oh, man.
Yes.
I love it when the answer comes up early before it's actually the answer.
I got to rewatch I Am Legend again. It has a great soundtrack.
It's fun, man.
Right? Now here is a story all about how I became a legend. There's lions in the street, but we're in the city.
No, they got good. They got probably the best zombies out of all movies, I reckon.
Those are good zombies because they were different, but they were still like, I don't know, they were intimidating. They weren't like slow zombies. I'm like, ah, fuck that.
They were the most convincing that if you got caught by one, even if you were like a good fighter, you were fucked.
I can see people trying to fight the confidence of like, I'll put this motherfucker in a chokehold or a bare naked twist or whatever.
Yeah, but that jaw, man, those teeth, they keep going pretty fast. I don't want to go near that thing.
Hey, dude, you would fight one for Ellis Mania. I could see that. Next time, just get some.
If people would buy tickets to it, yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, dude.
I've got some very exciting news for Kevin Kraft right now.
I love that.
And I'll share it with him and everyone after this break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. All right. We had a lovely time during the break, but now it's time for me to share the news with Kevin Kraft that we're going to play to determine our ultimate winner today. We're going to play a game where not only you get to go first, Kevin, you also get to decide the name that we're going to use in Last Man or Woman Stanton.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So of all the actors and actresses in the world, Kevin's going to pick one, and then we're going to take turns naming movies that person was in, and I'm going to play two, so I'll slip into the rotation alphabetically. I'll go after Dustin and before Jason. Indeed.
Oh, boy.
Who would you like us to play today? Don't be afraid to make it, a difficult one. There's no shame in making it a wipeout for yourself to take home the no prizes.
Yeah,
don't do a comic book guy.
I know you're gonna say some like obscure shit, man.
Yeah, don't worry, Kevin. It's totally cool to be an absolute dick.
You know, deal with Doug. I yeah, spend regular contact with these people when this podcast is over.
Yeah, I'll be coming for you.
Yeah, I might have to watch. Right. I might have to watch your pet again. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, in the spirit of not being a dick, how about Bruce Willis?
That's a great
so
one.
Much. Yeah. That's
man, really it's like you one. Want to marry me or something.
What?
I was not expecting you to pick up on that.
as an homage to Jason's lockdown haircut, let's do Bruce Willis.
God damn it.
Okay, so Kevin, you start us off, name any Bruce Willis movie, and you know, as we go, if somebody can't think of one, they are out, but stick around because there's time left at the end. We'll have a nice chat.
Low-hanging fruit, Die Hard.
I was like, low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, what was that? It sounds like one he would have done with Cher, though, or something, right? Like some like romantic
that was,
comedy.
That was a softcore porn that he did before he blew up.
Okay, so Tully?
Hudson Hawk.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Dustin?
Got a cop out.
Excellent. I will go with I'll go early on in his career and say Blind Date.
Shit.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
With Kim Basinger.
Man, I don't even remember that.
Yeah. It's some bullshit.
I'll go Last Boy Scout.
I like it.
That's a great football movie.
Love football.
I'll go Die Hard 2.
Let's take the Die Hards off the board, and I'll take Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, I wish that took it off the board. So many more to go.
There are so many more.
Dustin?
Armageddon. That was a diehard, I like to think.
Yeah. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, shit.
Wait, didn't I claim that one?
Oh, you did? You said that one?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'll do... so we got Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, and then you said Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Mm-hmm.
That was 3. So, oh man, 4 would be A Good Day to Die Hard.
I know that's real, but it sounds like you made it up.
Okay, back to you, Kevin.
Nope.
Oh, sorry, Jason.
It was Expendables 4.
Oh, yeah.
Did they even do that many?
Well, 3. I don't know. Okay.
I like it. Sully?
Let's do Sixth Sense.
Okay.
Ooh. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that opens up a lot of options, Dustin.
Mm-hmm, the whole 9 yards.
You son of a bitch. I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. I'm not afraid to say the whole 10 yards.
There you go.
His sequel's names match up so well.
Like, I could just see a future where nobody knows what the expression whole 9 yards even means, and they're wondering where the first 8 movies went.
I live in a present where I have no idea where the fuck that phrase came from.
You know, football.
No, it came from, I actually know this. It came from back in World War something where they had 9 yards of bullets or something. So if you shot it all out, then you wouldn't, it shot the whole 9 yards.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dusty watches his History Channel. I'm quite crisp right now. Thank you.
All right. Where do we leave off? Oh, it's back to Jason.
No. Splinter,
What's the one where it's him and his twin chasing each other in the future?
just shorten it.
Sure.
Yeah, say the shortened word.
What do you mean?
You kind of said it.
Split.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
That's what it was called? Are you sure?
That's all you need to say.
Love that movie.
What's the matter, Dustin?
I thought it was something else.
No, it's called Split. He shows up at the very end of Split.
That's right. Okay, yeah, yeah. That's right, okay. I thought he was thinking of a different movie, though, and I think I know.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin?
What was the Die Hard you said?
Good Day to Die Hard.
Live Free or Die Hard?
Yes.
Oh, that was the one. And then I think that rounds them out, right?
Yeah, I think that's the end of those. Hopefully forever.
Tully?
I think the movie we all thought Jason was talking about is Looper?
Yep.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about, Michael.
I thought he was talking about Split. But yeah, Looper works as well. And then it's funny that we have Split and Sixth Sense and not Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah.
You bastard.
Yeah. And then another one. Jason?
Fucking... Zed's Dead. What's that movie?
Sounds like an unknown independent film.
Man, I should not have done that, Dad. I feel panicky, man. I'm freaking it.
You came in hot with Contagion, though.
Yeah, that was right before the dab kicked in. I forgot the name of it. I'm out.
Well, there's other Bruce Willis movies. I mean, you said Expendables 3.
What is it? Fifth Element.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm noticing he's got a lot of numbers in his titles. Kevin.
Death Becomes Her.
Oh, that solid. Was solid. Damn it, solid. I had that locked and loaded.
Wait, is that the one where they're dead, but they're still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Who said that one? Oh, so it's Tully.
Right, I guess I get another one of Jason's droppings here, and I'll claim Pulp Fiction.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, how stupid of me.
What about me? I didn't even know the name of it.
Okay, you win.
Dustin.
Man, I'm trying to think of a movie where he like wasn't he in some kid movie where he was like he had to like nanny or some shit? Let me think. Bruce Willis and
you gave me a lot of ideas with that sentence.
Ah, oh, come on, there's so many more, Dusty. What a oh.
You got this, Dustin.
Bruce Willis in Death Wish.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Eli Roth's Death Wish. Good pull.
The close nice one.
Yeah, that was real close.
You thought I was sweaty before.
So it's my turn, eh?
Yeah.
I think you were kind of sniffing around at Dustin. I think you were maybe going for Disney's The Kid.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Where he does a body switch or whatever with a little kid.
Yeah. I feel like he's done like 7 body switch movies or something.
It does seem like it. Jason?
We already said the Hudson Hawk guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was Moonlighting a movie?
No.
Um, He was a boyfriend in vacation fucking bullshit.
We've named 21 Bruce Willis movies so far.
Wow. Fucked. Honeymoon? Was he on honeymoon? Wait. No, I don't know, dude. I'm out.
You did great.
Thank you. I did terrible. But anyway.
Do you want to leave or do you want to hang out?
No, I want to hang out.
Okay, cool.
Press is off.
I like it. Kevin?
I do believe we've just left 12 monkeys hanging out there.
Oh,
wait. I thought we said, Yeah.
We sure did. Tully?
Finally, for the first time, having children is about to pay off because I just remembered he makes a voice cameo in Lego Movie 2.
Oh, the second part?
If that's what they call Lego Movie 2, yep.
All right, Dustin.
All right. Thanks for clicking that voiceover thing in my mind, Tully. I'm going to go ahead and go with it. Look who's talking.
Oh.
That's going to be interesting where that leads us.
That will lead us a few places.
Kevin?
Yeah, I'll just take Look Who's Talking To.
T-O-O. Is it?
Yeah.
Yep, T-O-O. There's two babies.
Yeah, him and Roseanne.
Hold on to your seats.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Roseanne was the other baby.
I mean, those movies are dumb, but man, the idea of a baby sounding like Roseanne is pretty hilarious.
Dude, I saw Look Who's Talking, the first one in the theater, 7 times.
Why?
My fucking poor mom. Because when I was a kid, I had a crush on Kirstie Alley, so I made her take me to see Look Who's Talking every weekend until I was out of theaters.
Hey, man, she didn't always have those chins.
Dude, you just buried the lead. That's a bizarre thing for a child to be into. Like, did that give you a lifelong fetish of shoulder pads?
A little bit.
Were you into her with the Vulcan ears in Star Trek IV?
Never saw that one as a kid. My mom watched a lot of Cheers. I think that's what.
That's what it was. Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah. Okay. So Dustin went. Look Who's Talking To. I'm gonna say because it got left out there when we were talking Split and Unbreakable. Bruce Willis is also in Glass.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Shit.
There goes my back pocket.
Oh shit. Back to you, Kevin.
It's me?
Uh-huh.
Did we didn't do Expendables 2 yet, right? All right, Expendables.
Fucking, God damn it.
I was trying to get you to say it, Jason.
No, look, you can't lead a moron to water. God damn it.
Okay, Dustin. Sorry. Wait, Tully's next.
I have three that I feel equally shaky about. Was he also teamed up with Roseanne in a piece of shit comedy called She-Devil?
I don't
know. Nope. That was Ed Begley Jr.
You're right.
Yeah, Dustin. You're right. Get in, Dustin.
I always get them.
I think you might be confusing that because of Meryl Streep being in both.
In Death Becomes Her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for playing, Tully. Dustin.
Okay, this is tough right here.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, was he, like, I want to say Look Who's Talking 3, but I don't know if he was a voice in that. I don't know, because you know how on the third time, sometimes they let other actors take over. but I think he might have been in Look Who's Talking 3. I'm going to say Look Who's Talking 3, final answer.
Well,
Doug, can I interject here?
Please.
Was that one called Look Who's Still Talking?
No.
You motherfucker.
No, but I was just about to tell Dustin that he is wrong. It's called Look Who's Talking Now.
There you go.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Because,
this time the lamp is talking.
No, the dog. It's dog.
The dogs were talking.
They have dogs and the dogs start talking.
Man, you think that's a stupid thing to do, but then they went ahead and did that the other day with Harrison Ford. Everybody talks to dogs. It's the coolest.
That is the new trend right now.
Yeah, your dog talks to you.
All right, I'm going to say for my next Bruce Willis, I'm going to say, The Player.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah. Yeah, the movie with all those cameos. He shows up at the end rescuing Julia Roberts in a fake movie scene.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to get more obscure than that if we keep playing. Kevin?
Is it just you and me now, Doug?
I believe that's true, yes.
Did anybody take Expendables 1?
Uh-uh.
I don't think he was in that.
Oh, that was why I was asking.
You
fucking assholes. What's going on?
Damn it, man. I feel like he was. I feel like he just had one scene, but maybe that was the second one.
Okay. Well, I'll leave that one out then. He did a direct-to-VOD movie recently that featured a friend of the Jason Ellis show, Nikki Whalen, Trauma Center.
Bastard.
Whoa, really?
Heavy. Yeah. Yep, true story.
I can't believe you remember the name of that piece of shit, but yes, that is true. I can verify that.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. It's a good movie.
Okay, he was a voice in a movie called Over the Hedge.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I told you it was going to get even more obscure. You got anything else, Kevin?
Drowning.
Oh. Look Who Stopped Talking. No, I got nothing. I'm tapped out, Doug.
He was in a movie called The Color of Night.
With what's her face? That really, really creepy chick that had done like a semi porn movie when she was like 18 years old in one day.
Yeah, yeah. And he was in, what was the one where he's like in a, he and Sarah Jessica Parker are like boat cops.
Frankenstein Fights Dracula's.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
But anyway, congratulations, Kevin Kraft. You did it.
Yay.
Nice work.
Yeah, you're the big winner. There's no prize other than, personal pride.
Respect. You've earned the respect like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, deep, deep respect to you.
Ah, damn it. Wasn't he in Fast and Furious, one of them?
No. Oh. No.
Is Gattaca a real movie?
Yeah, Gattaca, but he wasn't in that, was he?
Hey, you know where you guys really missed out, and I did as well, of course. We could have really gone crazy with the he's in like 5 Wes Anderson movies.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
Or at least 3. He's in at least 3 of them, I think. But anyway, yeah, the dude's made a lot of movies. He's like started making movies in 1984 and it just does not stop.
He's great. I follow him, his kids on Instagram, and I see him just ruling in the background. He's like, I give a fuck. I'm the champ.
Oh, North. I forgot about North, where he wears a bunny costume.
Yeah. All right. All right. You're the champ. We get it.
I bet you got some calls about that during over Easter.
Hey, Bruce. Maybe him and I could collaborate on something one day.
Oh my god, you guys could make the ultimate Easter Bunny movie. We got a few minutes left over here if you guys want to talk recent movies. Does anybody have any recommendations, especially something that would be fun for people to watch during this pandemic?
Fantasy Island. I watched Fantasy Island last night.
The horror
you
movie?
Did? That got like 17% or some shit on Rotten Tomatoes.
I feel like there's movies before quarantine and then there's movies in quarantine. And they just get a bigger the percentage of a rating because what the fuck else? I'm like, oh, a new movie. I'm watching the shit out of it. I think maybe I would have given up halfway through, but there are scenes, there is parts of it where it's really intriguing and it's action packed. So is it the greatest storyline ever? Not really. It doesn't kind of exactly add up, but it's still pretty funny. It's pretty cool.
Did you ever see the original TV series, Fantasy Island?
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, incredibly uneven and not particularly good itself.
Yeah, I just felt like because it was TV, that's okay. But then when it gets to the movies, and yeah. But it's kind of like it's more of a horror movie than the TV show.
So yeah, it's like they Blumhoused it. Like they took the TV show and made it more scary.
Yeah, I thought that part was awesome.
But it's not very violent, though, right? Because isn't it just a PG-13?
Okay, well, that's funny because I didn't actually check the rating, but I thought there was, there was a big, gnarly, scary dude that was cutting people's arms open and stuff. I thought that was. I guess he never really got away with full torture, but he looked pretty brutal. He was doing the job. I thought there was some scary scenes in it.
All right, so maybe it is R-rated.
I feel like maybe it is because I feel like there was the girl in it. There's a couple of girls in it. I can't remember. They just seemed like they were saying motherfucker all the time, but maybe it was just in my head.
Speaking of Fantasy Island, has anybody seen My Dinner with Hervé? I've been meaning to get around to that.
No, I heard that was great, though. That was about the dude from Fantasy Island, right?
Yes, Hervéville Chase, played by Peter Dinklage.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
And then I saw that underwater one as well with that chick that's from the vampire good-looking kids movies.
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
How was that? I heard that sucked. Was that good?
Oh, 47 Below?
Nah, that's the shark one. Yeah. This one's they're deep, deep under the sea and something cracks and they've just got to try and get the fuck out of there and escape and a bunch of shit happens because there's some stuff down there that's fucking with them. No spoiler alert from me, but I thought it was awesome because of just the whole thought of those people that far down there and shit cracking and them losing their air and all kinds of shit. Once again, if it wasn't for quarantine, I would give it a fucking 5 out of 10, but it's like a 7 because what the fuck else am I doing?
The old quarantine 2 points.
I saw The Invisible Man. Have you guys seen that? The new one?
Yeah. I hate that movie.
Really? That was so interesting. Why is the Invisible Man always such a fucking dick, dude?
Right?
It's never like a cool Invisible Man. It's always like, I'm going to rape some bitches. Like, fuck, dude. The Invisible Man, kick back.
I guess it's just, you know, that he just wants to be seen.
I guess so. And you know what's weird? The Invisible Man, he was all skinny and athletic. You could never have a fat Invisible Man. Dude,
Kelly and I both want to know, why is that girl the star of movie? She's not hot at all. Like, I don't get her.
People love her.
People love Elizabeth Moss. She's a very committed actress. If you want to see her playing a really over-the-top annoying character. There's a movie called Her Smell that she did where she plays this kind of punk rock singer who's past her prime and really annoying. And did you see Us, the Jordan Peele?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's in there.
Yeah, she was super crazy in that one. I just think she's a very committed actress. Like, the number of scenes in Invisible Man where she has to fucking, you know, pretend to be fighting with somebody that's not there is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't think of that.
But right. I mean, I get it. I think the reason she works so much is because she's a really good actress and she's gotten, you know, I haven't seen Handmaid's Tale, but you know, they're giving her, tons of awards for that.
And Mad Men was what put her on.
I watched that with my wife. It's pretty good, I guess.
It is? You like it?
I wouldn't say I like. I mean, man, I thought it was. It got lame. It got lame later on, but at the start, I was like, "Holy shit!" You know. But I was one of those things where I'm married, so I liked it.
Yeah, but also, why does it have to?
Because I wouldn't have watched it, but I wouldn't have committed to it. I would have stepped away from it. That's why.
I just think it's one of those. It feels like one of those series where the premise is just like, why is this going to go on season after season? Like the TV show MASH was like 11 years, and it was like a war that lasted for 3 months.
Right. I think that because in the end, I was like, what's new? Like you're going to get fucked over again? I saw that. You know.
That's why I gave up on it. I mean, it was based on a novel, so I know. I assume the novel has an ending and probably a pretty good one because people like the novel. And I finished the first season, and I didn't like love it. To me, it felt like it was like the best prestige show that ever came out of Canada. You know, like it just felt a little loose around the edges for something that was supposed to be such a banger of a show. And I didn't start the second season because I knew there was a third season. If they could have wrapped it up in two, I would have gone through two. But if that's going to keep going, it's not good enough to keep me entertained. I'm kind of with Jason on that.
All right. What about you, Dustin? Anything you've been watching you can recommend?
I watched Snowpiercer. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's about class and stuff. I've been watching a bunch of movies like that where like it's all a metaphor for something else. Like that movie The Platform with like the poor people.
Oh yeah.
They got a plate of food and it comes down and you got to if you're in the top floors, you get to eat. But if you're on the bottom, on the bottom floors, they just leave you the fucked up shit. You gotta like eat your roommate or something. It's crazy.
That movie is just unappetizing. Like I just can't.
Very.
Wait, it's an eight people movie?
Yeah. Oh no, some kind of. It's like
weird.
It's very weird. It's filmed very simply where it's like just this.
Dude, that doesn't add up. If you're going to have people eat people in a movie, you can't make it very simple. It has to be very complex.
It's like a prison. And on each, it has these different levels and there's two people to each level. And the people at the top, they start with a table of food and then it goes down each level. And each time it gets a little bit less and less and less and less. And people are like pissing on it and being like, fuck the people down there. And it's some metaphor for like, rich people and poor, why can't we get along or something, you know?
Right. I finally get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you're describing a documentary that takes place now, right, Dustin?
A little bit. Yeah. I could see that.
Well, on that sad note, Kevin Kraft.
I was watching that series Devs on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty solid show. It's limited. It's only eight episodes. Some good quality.
I like that.
What's it about?
It's like a sci-fi thriller with Nick Offerman. And they have like this top secret development project at a Silicon Valley firm. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And if people need like good pick-me-up stuff, because everybody's all bummed out and lonely, three very stupid but very funny comedies that I love that always cheer me up are Spy, Get Smart with Steve Carell, and MacGruber.
So you like funny movies about spies?
Yes.
To add on to that, The Man Who Knew Too Little, another funny spy movie.
And I also
Bill Murray.
Doug, have you seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire?
I have not because people rave about it so much, like film critics and fancy types, that I'm just sure I'm going to find it boring.
Yep, you're dead on. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I really want to, you know, just hunker down and watch it because, you know, people are saying it's, you know, really good, but... You know, I just sometimes critical favorites I find incredibly boring, you know.
There is some hot lesbian armpit fingering in it, though. Which
one?
Both intrigued and aroused equally. I have some things
somebody, to find
out when this is over.
A girl fingers another girl's armpit?
Yeah.
Why are you doing things so wrong all these years?
I know, right? Wait, yeah. That's what they like?
I didn't know that was an erogenous zone.
All right. I got a finger in my chick's armpit.
Yeah, hang on. All right. Christy!
No, <that's>
good. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. Two fingers or one?
I think it started one and went to two.
Dang. Did it do like circle stimulation or was it a finger blast?
It's hard to tell. The armpits were kind of hairy.
Could it, oh. I mean, did it escalate into a fisting the armpit?
I mean, you could. It'd be easier, right?
What a weird, that'd be so weird, just moving your fist around in an armpit.
Man, but you know someone's into that. It's Somebody's me. It's
me. I was going to say, yeah.
You got me.
How do you know, Justin Ibarra?
Do you guys have anything you want to plug in particular other than the Jason Ellis Show weekdays on Faction Talk on Sirius XM?
I got a book. Tally and I made a book. Plug that. Get that on Amazon and jasonellisbook.com. Awesome.
What's it called?
Still Awesome, The Trials and Tribulations of an Egotistical Maniac. The highly anticipated follow-up to the New York Times bestseller, I'm Awesome.
I would have, it's a great title, but I also was excited that maybe the title was Tully and I Made a Book.
SiriusXM is also doing a promo. If you go to SiriusXM.com/faction4free, you can sign up and get like a free trial and listen to the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah,
see, I love it. I love it. Dustin Ibarra, what's anything else you'd like to add?
Just social media, my Instagram, Dustin_Ibarra, YouTube, all that. Not doing any shows for a bit, but hey, we'll see what happens.
Do you have like a date that's on the books that you're hoping you'll be able to do?
No, they all went away. They all like immediately.
It'll all come back, Dustin. We're going to do shows everywhere. We're all going to set out private areas on fire and do cartwheels for live studio audiences around the fucking world. It's going to be huge.
That's awesome, man.
That's what we're going to do.
I love that. That sounds great. DougLovesMovies.com for my evolving road dates. And the next episode of this show is going to plop on Friday, April 24th. Thank you to all my guests. Have a great 420, you guys. And as always, positive energy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him